my son-in-law from Holland, he tried, in Holland they have a different system. They seem to be more interested in our family tree than we are. He attempted to establish our family tree. And he went to the library in Dallas, Texas, and found out more about my family than I ever knew. There's a lot in there about my grandfather in the library in getting Dallas, Texas, and it doesn't reach far enough back. From the time I tell you my grandfather went to school in this, he spelled our name like he did. That's the first we ever heard of it. And beyond that, we don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Your father, did he get some schooling when you were coming up?
He got some schooling, but such as it was, they had a little grade school education. But my old daddy was somewhat of a philosopher, I'll tell you that. He could tell you, he had plenty in his school.
Yeah.
He had a philosophy that sounded right to me. For instance, one of the things he always said to me, we have a plague today with what we call a divorce evil. People get married and they divorce. There's so much divorcing going on now. And they're breaking up with marriages. And he said the way he figures it, he said the Bible says that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. He said, no man has ever put asunder what God has joined together. The Bible plainly tells us that. That sounds reasonable to me. He said, the show with most marriages, that God has had no part in it. And I made that sound reasonable. Of course, you can't take the Bible too literally, but if you do, that's what you come up with.
Yeah. Could your father speak any French?
My daddy, he spoke a little French, not much.
Yeah. Your mother, was she from here?
She was moving east down the road. She was, they were married over there.
Is that so? What about her folks? Can you tell me about them?
I don't know much about her folks. She had a brother and a sister, that's all. And the brother died young. And the sister, we called her Ann Newt. She was a jolly old creature, everybody loved her. She raised a family of boys, and I claim they were all miscarriages. They weren't very intelligent citizens, except one or two of them. Ann Newt, we called her Ann Newt, and she used to brag about the fact that she had 17 children, and no doctor had ever seen her go to her knees yet. That's the kind of type she was. You could get an idea of what she was out of that.
Who would deliver her babies?
Huh?
Who would deliver her babies?
The old family, what midwives, that's all they knew those days. But she had 17 of them. She ought to got to the point where she didn't need any midwife.
Yeah.
I've had her tell that. No doctor had ever seen above her knees.